The perpetual compacts with seven tribes are similar to the deal struck earlier between the state and Potawatomi. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Morano says the state's share of Indian gaming from the agreements will amount to $105 million.
To help us to address this deficit situation without raising taxes, that's been our big objective, and these compacts help us go a long way toward that.
Republicans claim the new gaming agreements won't fill state coffers as expected. An earlier estimate of payments from the Potawatomi was recently reduced. Senator Bob Welch of Red Granite says if the courts throw out the current gaming compacts as they'd like, bigger state payments from tribes could be had.
This is a sweetheart deal for the tribes and continues the outrage.
Republicans also contend the new agreements make a Ho-Chunk casino in Madison more likely. Meanwhile, Administration Secretary Mark Morata wants a lawsuit over the length and legality of the compacts moved to federal court.
This is all driven by the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. It's ultimately going to be decided in federal court. Let's get it there now rather than sort of waste time.
Republicans want the state Supreme Court to address their issues. Assembly Speaker John Gard says they will oppose administration efforts to change the venue.
I think it's not unexpected that they would try that, but I think state courts should resolve state issues.
The recently announced compacts are with the Ho-Chunk, Oneida, Menominee, Mole Lake, Lacouture, and the Bad River Chippewa. Morata says there's also a deal with the Red Cliff Tribe, but they haven't signed a compact yet. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.